Hey, back here on Downtown on this Monday afternoon, Labor Day. Time for us to talk some Black Bear football. And to do that, we welcome in the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, a happy Monday to you.
Yes, happy Monday, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Man, oh man, what a great opening night it was. Perfect weather, good crowd on hand, and a heck of a game. I was saying earlier, sometimes those opening games of the year, things look a little rough, but I thought it was a very well-played game on for both teams.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, that's a really good program in Colgate, and, you know, a lot of respect for that program, and they've had a lot of success throughout their history, and, you know, the way they finished last year, I mean, we knew we were going to get a great football team coming here, and, you know, they certainly lived up to that and presented a challenge all evening for our team, and just really, really proud of our guys for responding.
Well, it was a defensive battle early on. They got the lead. You guys came right back and answered, got up 10. They answered with a touchdown of their own. And then got a little interesting there in the final minute after a turnover. But the defense held firm. The black hole coming up with that big, big turnover. What a great play by A.K. Kamara.
Yeah, really, you know, we were able to go through that whole series as a team, like when we watched film together. But it was offense. It was special teams. You know, punt and our punt assault team, and then got a great return, got a score. You know, and then you know, just being able to, we gave up a score, and then our the catch by Tego, and then our defense just responding.
Well, let's talk about the offense first. I thought it was a terrific night. You had a new quarterback out there, new starting running back, and boy, you fired on all cylinders. Everybody played well on offense. It did a great job blocking and opening holes for that run game. But I also thought that it was great to see so many different guys involved in the offense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we really feel like our receiving group is our veteran group, and then our running back group is good to get all three backs involved. And they all had really good productive runs. I think we felt like we could run the ball a little bit more, and there was a little bit more out there for us that we'll be trying to work on this week and build on this season, is to continue to improve our run game. And but it definitely we were able to get a lot of guys involved, and that's important early in the year, building confidence.
And, boy, when you have a lead and you've got, in, I think, the case of Friday night, about 4.5 minutes left to go, it's great to have that guy who can be a closer. And Jahari Martin sure looks like that kind of guy.
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, he's a big, powerful running back and, you know, someone who can wear it down on a defense late in the game. So we're going to continue to put him in a position to have productive runs. And, you know, I know there's even been some we left out there. So game one, we'll get that stuff cleaned up and really look to improve on that here game two.
Well, I thought it was a very impressive performance by the defense as well. They were disciplined. They were smart. You didn't really, there was one big play early in the game that didn't turn into any points. And I know that's been a focus, is cutting down on that big plays, and the defense largely eliminated those.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, really nice job keeping the ball in front of us, making them earn it. I think they had a 7-minute, 23-second drive in the third quarter, which led to no points. And, you know, once that happens, really the game flow is kind of off and it's in a strange place. But the positive is, like, you know, our defense was able to respond and finish and force a punt. It's, you know, that was really, really great to see. And just looking for us to take that next step in terms of our tackling, which needs to improve.
And you mentioned special teams. Some great punting by Aiden Cadigan, Joey Bryson with a big field goal, and your coverage teams look good, and the return teams.
Yeah, the you know, the punting game, obviously we don't want to punt, but we were able to flip the field and really keep the game on one side of the field the first half. I thought that was huge in terms of controlling the game and playing together.
Well, you know, you also had new coordinators out there, although they're guys who are familiar with the system, have been part of the staff for a while, but, boy, they looked like they've been doing that for years.
Yeah, that was good. You know, we're able to get, you know, even for them, you know, it's a lot of new reps. You know, we were able to go through, like, a simulated game twice during preseason camp, and then going back to spring practice, we had three scrimmages then, so you know, just really felt like it was important to get those guys a lot of reps at calling it, and felt like we prepared really well for the moment, and we're able to get a win.
So I know it's only one game, it's very early in the season, but how important was it to come out of there in front of that home crowd with an opening game victory?
Certainly. I mean, I thought it was huge. I mean, I just think that, you know, we've done so much to build confidence and instill a winning culture here and a winning attitude. And, you know, so to have that validated on the field, at home, under the lights, you know, like with the expectation to win, I thought that was huge. And, you know, just really like prove to our players that they can do that. And, hey, no matter if we're down too, if we're down, we can still fight to come back because we're not out.
Well, now you pack up and travel a couple thousand miles to take on one of the premier programs in FCS football, Montana State, ranked number 3 in the country this week. But I know for you guys, that's an opportunity.
Certainly. You know, really feel fortunate to have this opportunity to play a high level of FCS football, to play against the best. And that's only going to make us better. So, you know, really looking forward to getting out to Montana. A lot of work to do this week, and we've already begun on that. And, but, you know, that I think this presents a challenge, and that we can meet this challenge.
Well, they have got a very impressive running game. They had that great come from behind win over New Mexico in the season opener. As you take a look at them on tape, what are the strengths of this Montana State team?
Yeah, certainly the quarterback is the strength. I mean, this guy is has had a terrific career. Tommy Mellott, you know, he's had a great career there. And then their O-line's really strong. Defensively, I mean, really good up front. You know, they have an All-American defensive end, Brody Grevy, who's really been a staple within their program and someone that's from the state of Montana. So, you know, and the kicking game, too. I mean, they're really impressive, like, in all three phases. They've dominated their first two games. Now, they gave up two turnovers for touchdowns and still won versus New Mexico. But, you know, that was more uncharacteristic of them. And, you know, they've shown that they're a tough team and play a tough brand of football.
Well, I am ready to get myself a bison burger and watch the Black Bears shock the world on Saturday.
Let's go. No, we're fired up. We're fired up to get out there, and it's going to be like I said, just a great moment. And, you know, we're looking to take advantage of that moment.
Well, congratulations on the opening win, Jordan, and we'll see you on the plane on Friday.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Rich.
Thank you. Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Black Bears.